wonderful sunny spring day. Ian and I have come up for a bit of a walk after lunchtime. Let me just check this is time for it. What a wonderful sunny day. It's a kind of spring day, and Ian, we've just had a good lunch here, and it was, what was it we had again?
We went to the nearest place to Hong Kong you can get in Edinburgh without having to travel halfway around the world. It's the, I guess they call it the Imperial Palace, but I just call it the Dim Sum restaurant. It's in Longstone, not very far from the old B&Q warehouse. And below this restaurant, which when you walk in, you just think you've travelled halfway around the world, got off a plane and walk in a door, and you're completely surrounded by wonderful, chattering sheep, for want of a better word. And, you know, you have an option of having a sort of a modest conventional Chinese four-course lunch for something like $7.95. Or if you glance in the table, you see what looks like a betting form and a pencil. And basically there's a selection of maybe 20 or 30 different types of dim sum. And you just tick your box, and each box more or less consists of four portions of whatever you fancy. Yeah. from hen's feet.
We were thinking of having the hen's teeth, but we didn't. They didn't seem to have them. I think they're a bit rare or something, but... No, it's really good, really, really good dim sum, a bit of lunch. But actually, halfway around the world, we're actually standing.
Well, could be in the moon just now. The only thing that makes it obvious to us that we're not in the moon is the fact that we haven't got spacesuits on, because we're surrounded by fairly high crags that are the remains of one of the facets of Torfin Quarry. Beyond Collinson Village, heading towards, well, I think maybe Turnhouse Hill, I don't know. But it just looks like, you know, a film set, you know.
Oh, it's wonderful. I mean, it's kind of, it could be a bit bleak because the sky is a lovely blue colour and it's spring here. Even the crows sound optimistic.
Well, when we arrived, there was 400 or 500 crows circling. We managed to scare them off, though they may well return and threaten us. But it really, you know, you get the impression that we could be, for want of a better term, the last two people that have survived some nuclear event, because you can't hear
anything. There's another deer. Look at that, there's a deer.
Well, two of some, maybe it's the same one doing a full circle, maybe not. But you can't even, you know, we can see Edinburgh's panorama, you know, to the east.
It's a bit hazy though.
But you can't hear traffic, and there's no sound apart from the distant crows that we've disturbed, and
can hardly hear the city bypass.
No,
it's pretty good.
And the lighting makes it, you know, the light goes down this place a little bit like that. Jacket on.
That's a miracle.
Right, we could go to Kinleith. Shall we go to Kinleith?
Let's do that.